Welcome to Becoming a Soulful CEO. Get ready to shake out plans smaller than you know you are, be expanded to embody your soulful CEO vision, and activating your movement to take form through soul-changing experiences. I'm your host, Bex, spiritual business mentor, brand strategist, experience creator, and your soulful CEO expander, holding the torch for you to walk in the light. Our mantra: when you lead with soul, leverage your strategy, your power to serve is amplified. Welcome to Becoming the Soulful CEO, empowering you to becoming the leader you always needed. Ready to shake things up and infuse your expertise and energy, creating group programs and a whole experiential nature that you never knew existed? Let's dive into another powerful, potent episode of the Soulful CEO Way to Doing Business Differently. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh my God, I cannot believe we're here. Literally cannot believe it. I'm just so freaking excited. I'm so excited about this podcast. I am so, so excited just about taking you more behind the scenes to really have like deeper soul chats, to talk about the behind the scenes of your evolution of becoming the soulful CEO, your spiritual evolution, how your identity shifts, the real side of like letting go and stepping into a whole new version of who you're becoming. All of this, like alongside like how that shows up and shifts your brand, your movement, diving deep into your offers, group programs, the strategy, like, oh my God, we are going to go deep with this all. So excited. But before we dive into today's episode, please, please, please take a screenshot, share in your stories, tag me. There are some incredible prizes at the moment, competitions that are running. So take screenshots, share away, tag me, and you'll go in the chance to win those. And please as well, if we're not connected on Instagram, come over, come and add me, come and have a chat to me as well. Like, I want to know your biggest shifts. I want to know what's landed. I want to know, even if there's something that has met you at the perfect time that has now made you think, oh, this is now connected to that. This has now made me realize this. Like, all of those connections that we create in our business and back to our life experiences, what we've been through, who we are so, so powerful. So any of the little juicy shifts that happen for you, please come and drop in my DMs. I literally want to hear all about it. And I think this is definitely why I'm so excited about this podcast, just to have this space that feels like me and you, I'm in your ear. We're just having literally like a little soul chat, sat on my sofa, or probably just going out for a walk somewhere, and we can just chat about all the things. So much of the things I want to be talking about is more this behind the scenes. It's the conversations that I have with my clients, the kind of realness of becoming the soulful CEO, of evolving, of taking those risks, of stepping into that version of yourself, how your business can change and pivot and grow and evolve. I just can't wait to dive into all of this. So today's episode, oh my God, our first episode, and this is just a perfect place I wanted to start, and it's really diving into my story and taking you right back to the start, even before my business, giving you kind of an insight of some of the things that were happening before my business, so you can really start to see and have, one, have that like behind the scenes like insight, because juicy, but also so you can start to see how everything that I've created in my business, my brand, is so deeply aligned to my story, my life experiences, the embodiment of who I am. And it's so important to almost like take you back to that journey so you can see how everything's unfolded to where it is today. It's so important to share and really connect back to our story and all of those little elements, connecting all those dots that lead you to where you are, and that will constantly as well kind of keep connecting you back to who you're here to become. Within all of this, oh my gosh, like within all of this, this is when there's so much that lands, that is so friggin' so, so potent for your brand, your movement, who you're here to become, all the way filtered down to how you show up. today I'm going to dive into my story, and you'll probably start to see how some of the things that came through in my story, you'll start to see how that's now like these are now huge anchors to my business and huge anchors that keep me really aligned to my own vision and my own movement and where I'm going versus getting lost in the noise. It's this constant evolution of just being in the becoming, being in that becoming, and moving through these evolutions that we have so much. And when you move through that, realigning and restructuring and bringing in the strategy afterwards, that's what makes then your brand, your marketing, how you create your offers and your programs, that's what makes them so potent. So one of the things I always say is, and this is just a mantra that grounds everything, is when you lead with soul and leverage your strategy, your power to serve is amplified. When you lead with soul, leverage your strategy, your power to serve is amplified. And this mantra in itself, when I talk through my story and kind of dive into things, like this has been born from my story. And now it's like such a huge part of the way in which I help my clients. It's such a huge underpinning of my unique method. And the soul leads strategy leverages. It flips the way in which you see your business. It flips the way in which you do everything in your business. And so often we can feel like we're already leading with the soul, right? When you started your business, you came in with all of this soul. Like it's what led you to starting your business from what you've been through. And over time, you can get lost. And when you lead, you can start your business leading with soul. And over time, it almost takes this back seat. And I'm going to be sharing how that showed up for me in my story because it's really what led me onto this concept. And now, part of like this grounding my method and how I help my clients is what creates like the most like insane results, but holistically, not just in their business, but with who they are, them truly, truly becoming the leader they always needed, with them feeling so alive and free and the most confident, empowered version of themselves, for them being more creative, their movement dropping in, the way in which they create experiences is just so, like, such an embodiment of who they are. And all of this comes when it's built off the potency of their soul. So, diving in to my story, and I kind of want to take you back. I want to take you back before my business. Just touch upon some of the things that happened before my business that, like I said, really grounded and kept me anchored along my business. And I'm going to do a separate episode on this and looking at how you can do this. But when you reflect back on your story, when you reflect back on your life experiences, what you've been through, it is one of the most powerful things you can do to make everything aligned in your business. So often we think, how can I stand out? Or how can I create a group program that sells out? Or we're creating from the outside in versus when we create from the inside out, you're diving into and you're finding all of those little things that have connected that are giving you the answers on how you can do those things. So I am from a small town, nothing special about it. I'm from a small town. I went to uni, studied business and marketing at uni. I was always like such a huge traveler. Like literally the minute I could make money, oh, I was like already in jobs super young, but like the minute I could make money, I was like traveling, doing the things, exploring. Like I was doing it all. I was such a traveler, I was such an explorer, like always have been. It's always been part of like just me and what I've absolutely loved and what's lit me up. I literally remember even from like a youngish age, like uni age, like I don't know, like 19 or something. Like I remember wanting to travel and see my American family. Like I discovered, like even younger than that, a few years before, that we had this whole sort of like long lost family. Like welcome to the world, welcome to my world. That is, it just doesn't fit into any boxes, basically. But basically, I'm not going to go into that today, but there's this whole like long lost family out in America. But anyway, me being me at that age, just wanted to travel and do all the things. I just had so much curiosity. So I just wanted to see them. I wanted to meet them. Like there was like all this family that I'd never met before. And at that point, and just so fearless. Like I'm an Aries sun, Aries moon, Gemini rising, and like I am quite a fearless type of person when it comes to doing things differently or doing things that feel a bit more extraordinary to other people. I'm like, oh, that's just like who I am. So anyway, I got this job working in the theme park, and oh my God, hilarious. Like, how did my mom just let me get on a plane solo to fly to New York at like, how old was I at this point? Maybe like 18 or something. Work in this little theme park in Maryland, right on the beach. Like, oh, so much fun for a summer to then save up that summer because obviously, me being me, it's way more fun to work in a theme park in America and save up to do all this traveling versus do that back in the UK. So there I was working in my theme park, saved up for the summer to be able to afford to go and travel to see them over in California. Literally opening the door by myself to like 15 family members, like what the fuck? And yeah, and that was just some of the things that at that age and at that point I was just so fearless and jumping into. And story for another day to go deeper into that, but the point with all of that is there was always these moments, even from this young age, there was always these moments where the universe was really trying to keep me on my path and really trying to, like, I see it so clearly now when I look back, really trying to keep me on the path of developing these things within myself, developing the character of who I always was. And I almost felt like, and I'm going to go into this a little bit as well, I always felt like I was someone that experienced a lot of rejection. I always felt like I had a lot of rejection. And really, now in reflection, I look back and I'm like, oh my God, that was literally the universe being there for me to be like, you don't even want those things. You don't want the ordinary way of being, doing whatever, because you're supposed to be over here doing these things that feel different because that's who you are. So I was always like, I always felt like I was rejected from some of these normal things that everyone else seemed to do. But yet deep down, I was like, oh, never quite like lighting me up. And I always have these wacky, wild ideas thinking, why does no one else have these? Like, why does no one else want to just like work in a theme park for the summer and go visit family that they've never met? Why is everyone else working in like normal jobs? But anyway, I always got re-put back on this path. And even like going back to the uni days, I mean, this was ages ago now. Like, this was like ages ago. Now I'm 32. Applied to this charity, right? To help. It was basically for a charity to raise money to then climb Kilimanjaro. You went to where you were helping, etc. And I remember even applying to work for that charity at uni, being like, oh, I don't just want to like do this. I want to work in it. I want to lead it. I want to be the one leading this. Like, this is so exciting. And like growing up, we didn't like, it wasn't from a family or money or anything like that. So part of this as well was like just me being like, I want to work for this charity and help people raise this money, and then let's all do it together. Help like 30 students raise money through events. And then we flew to Africa. Like, what the fuck? We flew to Africa, me and the locals on the ground, like, oh, they were just incredible. Like, holy shit, if you've ever done anything like that, one of the most amazing experiences. Anyway, so we hiked to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. I was there leading with this group, and I never, through all these moments, I never saw myself as a leader. I just thought I was just being me. Why do I do things so differently? Why do I not fit into any of these boxes? But like I was like in this little bubble, but I never really saw these as like gifts. I always saw it as, why do I not fit in? Why am I getting rejected from X, Y, and Z? Why am I over here doing these things and I don't want to be over here? So even with that, I remember after I did that, just being completely in my element, absolutely loving it. Like leading, traveling, like helping them raise money through events. Like already you can see how this is like transformed into my business today. But even that, I remember I won a award for outstanding contribution to the charity. I won an award for outstanding contribution to the charity, and I didn't even go to the award ceremony. I didn't even go. I didn't even think about it. I don't know why I didn't go just to be in the vibes, but I just didn't even go. I didn't even think there was 1% that I would win anything. And I won the award, and my friend had to go up to stage and pick it up for me. And I was like, oh, that's so weird. I won that. I kind of just thought, why do I do everything differently? And I won an award. And so you can already see, like, there was so much there where I just didn't see myself, how other people saw me. And even throughout that time, like, I remember applying for, I did business and marketing at uni, and I remember applying for a placement that was in events. And at that time, it was like, the uni was very much like, go to these corporate business roles. And I was like, oh, that sounds very sensible and also something that I probably would really not enjoy. And everyone was like loving it. And I was like, why am I not loving these things? I wanted to work in, at that time, like this was obviously like a big deal for being at uni, whatever. It's like the first step into like the working world. I wanted to work in like events, creative events. Like I loved experiences, I loved experiencing life. And so I just like the thought of creating events was just like so exciting for me. And I remember speaking to one of the advisors or whatever, and I remember her looking at me, and I can't remember exactly what she said, but she basically was like, that's not gonna look good on your CV. That's not gonna look good on your CV going in that direction. We advise that you go in this direction, which was like a corporate business thing. And that was the end of the conversation. And I was like, I don't want to go in that direction. Can you not, like, can you support me? From this small town, I don't have any bloody contacts. And she basically was just like, that was like one of the first moments where I just felt so much judgment. And I was like, again, why am I like this little black sheep with all these situations? But fast forwarding with this, that again was one of those moments where the universe was like, hell no, like, don't go in that direction of what everyone, just because everyone else is doing it. Let's reject you from that situation, rejection, but redirect you to what is going to be more aligned. And I remember at that time, I was working in this bar, and I remember just having a conversation with someone at the bar and just being like, oh, this is what I want to do, et cetera, et cetera. And she'd just come back from this placement. Anyway, long story short, she introduced me to this company in London, this boutique events company. And I went to the interview, and she actually thought she was interviewing me for another job. So I didn't even get the interview for the job I was applying from. She thought I was going for something else. I was like, no, this one over here. Anyway, she ended up recommending me for it, and that's the job I got. The reason why this was so pinnacle, because that was, and there's been many moments like this, but that was especially a moment where I really ignored society, ignored all these things that were telling me what I should do, and I really stayed true with, no, this is what I want to do. And that role, I ended up working events, even for like the Queen, like working in like sport, like Rugby World Cup, all these sort of huge sport events, which were awesome. But that company had a division in Formula One. And that company was what then led me to later, like working in Formula One whilst I was finishing up uni. I was working at like European races, being flown around for Formula One. And then that's what landed. Like, of course, like the jobs just opened up. That's what then landed me my first job out of uni, which was literally traveling the world with Formula One. Absolutely wild. People were like, how did you get that? And I was like, well, kind of just said no to all the things that didn't feel right. And I kind of, this all just happened. And it's just so wild to look back because that was just such a pinnacle moment. And I remember literally, like, oh my God, how insane was this? I remember flying into my graduation from Vegas and literally being like, oh my God, like, what is life? Like, this has all just happened as well. People are like, you've got this job, which is like One of the most incredible jobs like out there, and you've just like dropped into it. And this is a pure example of where the universe has always been redirecting me. But back then I didn't know, and it was so unconscious. Now it's very much grounding with the soul leads. This is even where this concept was kind of like brought from. So I was traveling the world with Formula One, getting flown around, loving life. Also, pretty much getting burnt out. I mean, at this point, I was like 22, 23. We were working all the hours, doing all the cool stuff, like finishing working, going out to all the cool places. Fiery Aries thought that I could do it all. But anyway, that was the time I was just loving life there. Alongside all of this, and this is where things are just so complex. Alongside all of this, my mum was sick. So my mum was sick for a long time. She was in and out of cancer remission. We were like going in and out of hospitals. Like this was happening over like a long period, like honestly like 8 years or something. So when I was away being flown around, she was incredible. Like she literally was like, "Who did you meet today?" while she was there really sick. And that's just literally just such the woman she was. It actually makes me really emotional as well because I remember when I was questioning whether to take this job, my ego was coming in, the stories were coming in, and I was like, oh, I really wanted to do marketing. And I remember her saying, like, just do what makes you happy. And it was so simple. And like that again is another thing that time and time I come back to, just do what makes you happy. So simple, yet so grounding to just put you right on the path that you're supposed to be on. Not what anyone else is doing, what you're supposed to be on. But anyway, so mum was super sick, and I was like flying in between F1, coming back with all of this. Like, I was only like 24, so I was in full fight mode, like, wasn't dealing with any of this. Like, it was all there, it was all feeling very heavy, but I was just not feeling anything, right? I was in full fight mode. It was all going on. Left that job, started working in experiential marketing. When I was working in that, I was about 24. That's when my mum passed away, and I was like living in London. Mum passed away, and I was just, oh my gosh, like you can just imagine, 24-year-old me. I was like, it'd been going, like she'd been sick for so long that I hadn't even caught up with all this. So there was like no healing at this point. Like I didn't know anything about yoga, wellness, like none of that was like in my life at all. Like I think I went to like my first like therapy session, and I just like brought all this up, and I was like, oh my God, I don't think I'm okay. But anyway, we lost her when I was like 24, and of course me being me, bubbling away, didn't really have much family, super small family. It was basically me and my sister. At this job, I started having like panic attacks, the grief, the heaviness, all of it was so heavy that I literally was like, I need to run away. Like, I need to run away at this moment. And obviously, being a huge traveler, I was like, Australia, great, let's go to Australia. Like, the sun, the sea, the happiness. Like, I literally remember being like, I need to go here to find my happy. Like, I literally just need to go here to find my happy. My boyfriend, we've been together like going on 9, 10 years now. We always forget. But anyway, I just remember saying to him, like, I gotta go. This isn't even a question. This is not any question. I'm off. I'm going. Are you with me? He was like, yes. I was like, great, okay, pack your bags, get on board to this wildlife, and let's go to Australia. So there I was in Australia. So like again, living my best life, all of this stuff was bubbling under the surface. Still hadn't really done much with it at this point. Literally loving life in Australia. Like it is 100% just such a soul home. We were living in Melbourne, and oh my God, I just fell in love, like such a soul home. But I was then there working in experiential marketing. So what experiential marketing is basically you're creating brand experiences. So I'll talk about this project we had, but for example, it's like Formula One we had as a client. It'd be like creating an immersive experience for Formula One. It helps brands like build connection, build trust, build loyalty. Like it helps them really build that deeper connection, essentially allows them to stand out. And then what leads to, like, for example, in Formula One would be like selling tickets. So, hence how you can see like how this has all transformed into my business now. Experiential marketing is one of the ways, like huge ways, in which I help my clients create group programs in a way that's very, very different, and in a way that is so much like it's just so different from what we see on Instagram, everyone creating in the same way. It's something that I'm like majorly passionate about, and obviously like a huge part of what I do and my area of expertise. So we will be diving more into that. But anyway, so I was working in experiential marketing, and the oh my God, like the stress, the anxiety, like oh my gosh, all this grief is just bubbling to the surface. I remember like running out of presentations on the edge of panic attacks. Like I remember going to speak in presentations and just running out the edge of panic attacks. And I just was a little bit, describe my time there. Like outside of that role, I was so happy and I was such a beam of light and I was so like feeling alive. In that role, like over time, it's just like got like grayed out. Like I just see that as a time where I just got such grayed out, like so much stress and that anxiety. And I hadn't done any like healing work. I hadn't even done much like wellnessy stuff like at all. And when that was all like super heightened, my friend who had she just done a yoga teacher training, and she was like, go to this class. I went to a yoga class. I think I went to a yin. And oh my God, I it's changed everything. Literally, that yin class changed everything. The minute I got to the mat and did that yin class, honestly, I was like, I'm home. Like, I felt so good. I remember leaving a class and being like, I feel so freaking good. Like, oh my God, I'm so calm. My nervous system is so calm. I feel so good. So that was the moment that unlocked yoga. Alongside all of that, we landed a huge project in that role. Landed a huge project in that role. And it was like my absolute dream. Essentially, we were running a huge experiential live event for Formula One. This is when it felt like another full circle event. I'd worked in Formula One in events, always wanted to work in marketing. Here I was in Australia running, on the team running this event, this huge immersive event for tens of thousands of people in Melbourne City, running this experiential, like immersive, like super creative, super innovative, because it was Formula One, basically bringing Formula One to life through an experience. But anyway, there was like such vibey thing, like oh my God, it was so creative. Like we branded a boat, we had obviously all the Formula One drivers were there, there was like DJs, like just so much cool stuff that was like an immersive live experience of Formula One. I absolutely loved it, and I felt like I was at the peak of like I was like, this is what I want to do. What like doing experiential marketing for these really innovative, creative brands, and I loved it, absolutely loved it. But when it finished, I remember the day that it finished, like the lead up to it. I remember there was such a short turnaround. The lead up to it, gosh, I was so burnt out. Holy shit, like. So burnt out, like the stress was just showing up all over me. Like I started getting eczema and just all the signs were there. I was dipping my toe in yoga, but not really enough. Like I was like just super giving everything to it. The moment the event finished, I remember it was like the adrenaline had gone. I was stood there. I was seeking so much external validation for this because I put so much on it. None of that was coming from me within. And I remember I got there, didn't really feel like I got the validation. And like I didn't even get invited to like the celebration dinner for everyone to say, well done. I was just like, God, this is what I thought success was. And I'm burnt out. I feel like shit. I've got all this anxiety. I feel like I'm not being seen for who I am. Of course, I wasn't like embodying this myself for to be seen, but it was just that moment that I was like, wow, if this is what I thought success was, if this is what I thought my version of success was, doing all these things, and it feels like this, and I'm at this place, like, what is success? This is not success. This is not my version of success. And again, that's the moment I connected back to my mum's voice dropped in. It was like, just do what you love. I literally had the moment. I remember asking myself, like, do I want to be? Oh, I was like looking around. I was like, do I want to be where these people are around me in like 2 years' time, 3 years' time, whatever? Do I want to be there? And I was like, no, like such a hell no. Like I'm a generator, and I just feel these hell yeses and hell nos so strongly. I was like, no, literally no. So of course, being a bit fearless as I am, made the money plan, and I think it was like 5 months later or something, I just quit. I was like, nah, I'm out. And then I flew to India to certify as a yoga teacher. And at this point, like through all this journey, like I had fallen in love with yoga. It helped me so much. And I was starting to do some mindset work as well. I remember like the whole coaching side of things was starting to, I was like reading the books, doing all the personal development. I didn't know what any, there was no one around me doing any of this. I was just all these things that I was being called to. I'm going to do yoga teacher training. Didn't have a plan B, just flew into India. Oh my God, the most vibiest yoga teacher training in South Goa. Like, oh my God, it's literally in all my visualizations and my meditations. I was there in India, and that then is another moment that literally changed everything. I did yin, and I remember our yin instructor being like, oh, why did you all choose why did you all choose yin versus it was yin and vinyasa, but it was mainly yin. So why did you all choose yin? And I was like, do you know what? I don't know. Like I'm a very yang person. Like it would make sense for me to do more yang. That was then the first moment that I found out about like the masculine and feminine energy. She was like, well, it sounds like your life was all very masculine and very out of balance. I'm sure she said that in a better way. That you were probably, your body was probably calling you to the yin. And then I remember in that moment being like, oh my God, I am so fascinated by masculine and feminine energy. Never had any of the feminine energy before. And here I was doing yin in silence so much, in the meditations, in yin, again, feeling so freaking incredible. Like loving the silence, like loving the meditations. Like, oh my gosh. It was incredible. I remember in the yoga teacher training, at the end, when you have to obviously do your class to, I don't know, be graded? Like, definitely not graded, but you know what I mean? You do your end class to certify, whatever. This, like, I've literally got my book in front of me from like 2019, January 2019, and I'll just read you a little few of these little snippets of these things that I dropped in. Bearing in mind, at this point, I hadn't really had a coaching. I didn't really know what finding your purpose was. Like, I didn't know about any of this world, okay? And there I was, fully just downloaded what I wanted to talk about, what my intention for the class would be. And the intention just came through about it being about your purpose. I didn't really know what that meant at that time. Like, wild. One of the quotes I just want to read out. This was in the meditation, little intro I had. And then the question I asked, are you living your true purpose? This quote, I love this quote. You often feel tired, not because you've done too much, but because you've done too little in what sparks a light in you. Obviously, there I was completely just had dropped the quote in of obviously what I needed at that time. Second quote, what you'll discover will be wonderful. What you'll discover will be yourself. And it's so wild that all of this was starting to drop in at this moment. So another quote I had here in Shavasana, to be yourself in a world that's constantly trying to make you someone else is the greatest accomplishment. Live from the heart of yourself, seek to be whole, not perfect. Like, oh my God, how was this all landing in like January 2019, before I even had my business? Like, holy hell. Moving along a bit more to the Shavasana, I said, you deserve a life that ignites your spark. You have the courage to step outside your comfort zone, and you have the inner strength to live the life you've imagined, your true purpose. And it's just so wild to think back to that being landed at that moment in Goa, in between the palm trees, where it's literally like bohemian heaven. And this all landed. And that was the moment that my business idea dropped in. Like, oh my God, so eat, pray, love, I know. But it seriously happened. Like, I remember there was this class where they spoke about how you could teach yoga. And I sat there and I literally was like, I swear I said this out loud. I literally was like, oh my God, I'm not here to be a yoga teacher. I'm not here to be a yoga teacher. I'm here to be fully immersed in all of this world because I bloody love it. But I looked around at all the yogis around me. I looked around and I was like, oh my God, I am here to help them. I am here to help them get this work out there so it can help people like when I needed it, when I was struggling. Like, oh my God, if I knew about this when all through everything with my mum, if I knew about like even yoga before I found it, like I literally was like sat around, I was like, this is what changes lives. And I just knew, I was like, with all of my experience in marketing, all of this stuff, I was like, this is the missing piece. Like, I love creating experiences, I love all of that. I love this world. I'm sat around with all these yogis, and I was like, oh my God, I'm here to help them get their message out there and their work out there and spread and this and heal the world with this. That's literally where the idea formed. Little did I know that then all the years that would come after building my business would be how things unfolded in the perfectly most messy way. But anyway, so fast forward to then actually started my business, because after the yoga teacher training, that's when there was COVID. We were moving back from Australia, and then I started working on my business during the lovely time of COVID. A lot of years where, like, it's just discovering. And if you are at the start of your business, a huge part of building your business is self-discovery. Like, a huge part. Like, you can already tell how all of these dots connected to my story have been little pieces of insight, little pieces of wisdom that led me to my business. What then continued was then an evolution. And I'm going to talk about the concept of becoming the soulful CEO, because that hadn't nowhere near landed at this point. So my brand hadn't landed, my movement, all of that stuff. But you can see how these little stepping stones were still like nuggets that would really ground my brand. Yeah, fair enough, the messaging and all of that wasn't there, but they became anchors to my business. It became anchors to me staying in my own lane. So anyway, there was the first few years of business where it was a messy. Oh my gosh, it was so messy. Again, I really faced this place where being a business coach but doing things very, very differently for a long time, I really struggled with how I saw a lot of other business coaches. Again, this dives into comparison a lot, but I saw a lot of other business coaches really just shoot up, like go super fast with what they're achieving and all. And I was like, I am not a business coach like that, but I wasn't yet to have figured out the way in which I did things. I wasn't yet to have figured out like even like who I was and who I was here to become. But I just knew I wasn't here again to fit in that box. I wasn't here to just do things in the way that majority of other business coaches do, because I had this huge soul, like bit here bubbling, like had this huge story, which meant I was really only here to help. At that time, I thought it was yoga teachers, like, but like soulful people. Didn't see that around with other business coaches. Didn't know what I was or how I was here to do different, how I was here to do things differently. I didn't know any of that for a long time. And it's why it's so important at the start of your business to take your time, like take your time doing the work to discover who you are. And this is the first piece. It's all around alignment, understanding who you are. And we're not going to go into all of this with the method, but I'll try and keep it on point. But understanding who you are and really alignment is so, so key with understanding your uniqueness, your vibes, your gifts, all of that before you jump into the strategy. This is where the concept first came in with soul lead strategy leverages. Most people start with the strategy. They start with, how can I stand out? How can I do the marketing? How can I build my offer straight away? Like, I was the same. Like, I completely went in that direction. Hence why I've now figured out this way, which flips it and makes it so much more powerful and potent for my clients. I had amazing mentors around me, but the huge piece that was always missing was it was never leading with the soul. It was never leading with the soul. And that's fine if that works for you and you're not someone that necessarily is bothered about things being so deep. And that is fine for a lot of people. There's no right or wrong, but the thing is, if you're listening to this and you're in my space, you are 100% a very soulful person. You started your business because of what you've been through. You started your business because you've been through like the traumas, you've healed through, you've had the transformation, like you've been through all of that, which has led you to finding the thing you help with, led you to finding the breath work that's completely changed your life, for example. So you are here for the depth. You are here for it to feel really aligned. Like you already know this. Like, so when you're looking for that depth and the alignment and to become the best version of yourself and to feel freaking good and to be magnetic and to have it all, to not burn out and all that crap and to like actually really feel like you're building a movement, you're building all of this from who you're here to become. When you know you're here for all of like the biggest thing that will keep you stuck, and maybe at this point is feeling like it's keeping you stuck, is you're probably leading with the strategy, and the soul part has maybe got a little bit lost. Because this is where most of my clients come to me when the soul is there and it's trying to come through, but it's not leading the way. The vision isn't the leading the way, the movement isn't leading the way, the way in which you're embodying who you're here to become and your identity shifting, like that leading the way in how you show up, for example. It's the external strategy that's dictating things. And that means that all the potency of your soul, everything that makes you unique, everything that makes you different, everything that makes you magnetic is being diluted and is being muddied out and is being just like not vibrant. Back to me in the corporate days, it's being grayed out. And you're over here in this other side where it's feeling like probably things are maybe feeling a bit flat, a bit stagnant, and you're thinking like what the hell? Like what the hell is going on? Like you've got to that point. And things don't necessarily have to be going wrong or bad. Like my clients come to me when they're working with other clients, they're doing the work, but they just know they're here for more. They can feel it in their body, they can feel it in their soul that they're like, I'm here for more, and I haven't quite got the more yet. Because this is why I know exactly where you're at. This is why I've created my unique method, because I've moved through this myself from my own transformation. First few years of my business, I got to this point where I was like doing all the things, really leading from the outside in, looking around what everyone else was doing, trying to reverse engineer what other people are doing, really wanting it to be so authentic, having that deep soul. But again, the soul wasn't leading. The external stuff was leading me. Like, how do I stand out? How do I do the things? Like, exactly what I was just saying. And I got to a point where I was doing that. I was building a brand, I was getting clients, I was doing the work, I was experimenting with all these things. But I got to the point where I was building this brand. And I don't know if you followed me long enough for this, but it was this whole brand before called Wellness Rebellion. And oh my gosh, that brand is just so significant, because that was the moment in which I fully lost myself. I lost myself so much, and it was all because I was leaning from this outside versus the inside. And this is why this flips everything in your business. But I essentially got to a point where I just really lost myself. Like I'd write content, it didn't feel like it was coming through me. Like I'd create offers, and like the offers were kind of fine, but like I remember I got to a point where I started to attract other business coaches. And like that was a moment when I was like, I'm not here to work with other business coaches. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the whole reason I started all of this was right back to that yogashala in Goa, India, to be there to help those women around me, to get their work out there for what had changed my life, for what I wish my mum had. Like that was the reason to it all. If I was going to work with just other business coaches or help like just with marketing that didn't have the soul, like for me, that's what I did in my job before. Like I worked for like vibey brands before this business. I did the cool shit. Like I did the cool experiences for like huge global like creative brands. And I did that and I didn't feel good and I didn't feel like my soul and that was my purpose. So now 360 in my business, if I was attracting these people, that to me was just the same as back where I was before. Like that wasn't the point of it all. But yet I didn't quite at this moment, hadn't connected the bigger dots. Like the movement wasn't there. I didn't know any of this. Or when you're in things, you don't know how things are connected yet. Like it's so easy to look back and I'm like, oh, I know exactly why. when you look back, that's how you can get so much clarity on your brand and where it's at now and developing your brand now from looking back. But when you're in it, you don't bloody know, do you? You're just feeling stuck and you're like, don't know how to get out of this. But anyway, I had that point where I just really lost myself. The brand was not me. And I had it reflected back to me that I was kind of losing myself. And it was so confronting. Oh my God, it was so confronting. Coming from someone that, oh, I just wanted to be authentic. Like, one of the big reasons I got so much anxiety and stress and stuff like that back before was because I felt like I couldn't be myself. Like, that was such a huge driver when I started my business, was just being myself, being authentic. So when I kind of lost myself through all of this noise, through all this busyness, when I lost myself and I had it reflected back to me, like, you're kind of losing yourself in all of this. Like, where have you gone? It was so confronting, but it was the truth. And it was the moment that everything changed. Everything changed. I'm so thankful for that time where that happened, because that was the end of that circle. Huge part of all of this, huge part of like what allowed me to figure out my unique method. Because what came after this was the start of becoming the Soulful CEO. I was on my journey of becoming only from this point. I had that moment where I paused. I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like, I don't even know what is going on right now. I feel so lost in this all. Like, I don't even know. And this was the hardest thing, knowing that you can do the work for your clients, and sometimes it's so hard to do that for yourself. I took the time and I was like, right, digi detox, get offline, sit in silence. And the question that landed, and I don't know where this came from, but again, dropped in like I did in my yoga, dropped in, what would my soulful CEO do? It landed, it just came in, what would my soulful CEO do? That question, little did I know back then, that question would then be the start of my whole movement landing, me fully owning who I was here to help. But also, the biggest thing with that, and what needed to happen before the movement, before the brand, what needed to happen first was the alignment and the embodiment. So that question, what would my soulful CEO do, was the thing that pulled me straight back to the alignment. And actually spending that time being a bit messy and being in the discovery of like, who am I and what makes me unique and what are my gifts, and like really discovering and coming back into that alignment. But then the second piece, which I'd never done before, was the embodiment. And the embodiment then comes into this concept of becoming soulful CEO. Because I was constantly becoming the soulful CEO by asking myself, what would my soulful CEO do? This question guided everything. From that moment on, I was no longer leading with that outward approach. I suddenly started leading from the soul out. So when I asked myself, what would my soulful CEO do? This soulful CEO was what I visualized and saw as my higher self meets my leader self. So the higher self version of myself meets the version of me who's a leader and doing the thing. And now it's all about becoming the soulful CEO, is all about becoming the leader you always needed. Obviously, now I can see how that has led to that. But at that time, at this time, like none of this clarity had obviously formed. So it was just that simple question of what would my soulful CEO do? I ask myself that all the time still, but now it's so much more automatic to lead with my soul over the other stuff, because everything's just dropped in. I mean, that was the day that then my soul started to lead. I rebranded, I connected to a bigger vision and more me than what it ever had been before. That to connect to who I was already. And I will be doing a proper episode on this because it's all so intertwined with my unique method. But I started to really connect to who I was becoming. And then I spent a long time becoming. I spent a long time becoming through my identity, through my business, through like this constant curiosity and questioning and experimenting and doing things in my business and then thinking, oh, that didn't quite feel right. Okay, let's pause, let's realign. Everything was there to be realigned. Everything was there with the intention to lead with the soul. Sometimes, obviously, human, like the shoulds, all of this is playing out Especially back then, it was very loud. Sometimes you'd go off course, then you'd realize, oh, that didn't feel good, or that didn't get that result. Why did it not? Okay, this was probably not aligned with this. And then you just like course correct. And I chose from that moment to no longer be dictated by the speed of things. Like I chose at that moment, like I'm not going to push so hard for the speed of things with the ego, because I knew when I had that moment where I lost myself, I had that moment where I started attracting the wrong people. I had that grounding of like, why are you doing it all? It was that reminder of like, why am I doing this? All of a sudden, that was the moment that why started to become a lot bigger and louder than the ego. So that's what became such a strong anchor to taking the path that was all towards alignment versus the speed of like shooting up and being one of these people that makes 10K in friggin' 10 minutes. That wasn't the thing, because I was here for longevity. I was here for the success in the way that I would feel good, not the success that I had already experienced before my business that felt crap, where I was burnt out, where I wasn't fulfilled. I don't, it's like this had already given me the fast track route to knowing I don't want my business like that, because I'd already experienced it before my business. And like most people spend ages getting like almost getting pulled off course to go down that route, to suddenly I see this so much, and clients come to me in this situation as well, where they've had their business for ages and they've got all the things, they've ticked all the boxes, and then they've suddenly thought like, I'm not feeling lit up by my business. I'm feeling burnt out. Like I'm not truly doing this work in the way that I want to do it. Like I don't have the movement. Like they don't have those things. So they're like, this isn't it. Like I've got all the external things. I've got the ego side of things, and it doesn't feel good. That's where a lot of my clients come to me at, because it's so misaligned. But I'd already had that misalignment before, so I almost knew what the outcome of that would be. So it kept me very grounded and very much like, as much as possible, like in my own lane with this process of becoming. A few years, like really experimenting, continuing to work with clients, like really, there's so much to say about mastering your method. And through this kind of process, what was happening was, yes, I was becoming, and my identity was massively shifting, and I was starting to step into not just who I was, but who I was here to become. I really had that vision of who I was here to become, from like my identity, who I was as a leader, who I saw myself as a leader, like all of these other elements that started to shift my identity. And then behind the scenes, I was still always connecting to my brand. I was refining everything all the time, my brand, my strategy. And I realized on reflection how much I'd been building my business around this becoming the soulful CEO, like process, becoming the soulful CEO. Back then, I was just doing it kind of like it was definitely conscious, but I didn't know I was doing all these things. It wasn't part of my brand, yet it was part of my own transformation, because I had to get to the end of the transformation and I had to embody it. I was behind the scenes, mastering my unique method, like seeing the results, seeing things shift with clients. Like that was feeling good, but I still was like kind of on this search of like, oh, it's not quite it. Like there's kind of like more. I don't mean more from results, I mean more from like depth around the brand. It basically took a month off just to go deeper into my brand. One of the best things I've ever done, like in that month, this is when all of these things were becoming the soulful CEO, my brand, my movement, everything dropped in, because I gave myself this space to see it all and connect all the dots. This is when my brand strategy was so freaking clear. I created my website, which actually kind of forced me to really clarify it. And after this, I then had a photo shoot. I was really stepping into that vision and really stepping into that embodiment of my soulful CEO. So it was like the brand landed. Suddenly, I knew that becoming the soulful CEO was a movement, because I could see all of these dots. I could see the shift not only in myself, but I could see the shift of this in my clients. So the movement dropped in, the bigger movement. The brand was there, but it deepened, the strategy deepened. I was doing the photo shoot, I was embodying. And then it got to a point where I was then about to launch Purpose to Profit, my group program. I was loving the launch around it. My group program at this point, I think I'd run it 4 times already. Felt amazing up to that point. Like, such a freaking good, like, oh my God, like, it's incredible. Like, right now it's self-study. Just drop that in there. No longer live for what I'm about to tell you, but it is like, it's so freaking good. But anyway, so I was about to launch this to run it live again. And the launch was like a 5-day live experience. And within this, little did I realize, obviously I was being guided, but again, this last missing piece hadn't yet landed. In that launch, oh my God, the engagement, the energy, the shifts that happened in that 5-day free experience was like insane, like absolutely insane. Like, I was getting messages in the DMs from the people that were in there saying, I've been stuck on this in my business for years, and now this is all switched, movements dropped in, I'm ready to go, let's go back on path. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is 5 days, and you've just like shifted your business, and now it's all really aligned. Now you're getting results in 5 days. Like, and suddenly the things that you've been searching for with your movement, with this deeper light, has all dropped in. I was like, oh my God, like, what is happening with this? Like within this experience, this was like a free experience. It was insane. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is literally like incredible. Like, it was the speed at which things were happening, I think, that made me be like, wow. Like, multiple people were like, I've now just had all of the deep clarity on what my movement is. It's now all connected with what this is. I can now see my brand, how I can show up more for that, how I can then shift my brand to be more aligned. I can see now how I want my offers to really infuse that part of me so they bring to life the movement. And I was like, oh my God, like they usually feel really good, but I was like, this is like giving people like quantum leaps in like a 5-day free experience for purpose to profit. And purpose to profit was my course, my group, it was my signature group program at the time for solopreneurs, like at the start of their business. And a lot of people in here were a bit further along and they were having all these shifts. And I then went into selling after that with purpose to profit. And I was like, that was the moment that I was like, everything with my unique method, it'd been mastered, it was getting mastered. That 5 days was almost like the evidence of this, like, this is here, this time to fully own this. Like, you've been doing it with clients behind the scenes, but now it's fine. Now it's fully like the last piece of the puzzle to fully step into this next deeper embodiment of who I am being, the movement that dropped in, and now the unique method that was so freaking potent that it was getting these results in 5 days. They were already getting insane, like insane results from my clients. But I was like, oh my God. If this is honed and mastered to this point of basically me just owning it because it was all there, this is freaking wild. And at that point, I knew, whilst I was selling purpose to profit, at that point, I knew that I didn't want to run purpose to profit live again because I was like, I knew I'd outgrown it, and I knew what I taught in there was really freaking amazing. But what I couldn't ignore is this whole new, brand new group program that is based on this method, soulpreneurs, but really stepping into that soulful CEO, really embodying that. Stay tuned because this is going to be coming out April, May. But it was like that had been bubbling away. This whole new group program had been bubbling away for a while, and now it all dropped in like so fast. Like boom, 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 movement there. Who you're becoming dropped in. The unique method dropped in. Like, I was like, I cannot ignore this. So it wasn't the right time for purpose to profit. It didn't feel aligned. So I paused that. And then I went to Cape Town for a month. Like, then everything like has been quantum leaping ever since that moment. Ever since I said, this isn't right for me anymore. This is outgrown. It was like that was the last piece for everything to be like, zoom, like it's now go time. It is go time. Alongside all of this, a lot of what was coming to the surface as well was, and I haven't really spoke about this at all, was all the healing and all of the deep work that I was doing. But I really went deep before, like what led up to the months before this, like so deep with like when it, like all of the shadow work, the somatics, like the mindset work. Like, so things were moving, like my identity, things were shifting so fast that I couldn't quite grasp, like it's like things are moving really in your body that your mind's like can't keep up with it all. Like, I literally was like quantum leaping so fast that by the time I was selling Purpose to Profit, I was like, oh my God, this has all shifted, that this is no longer aligned. But it's like it was just moving so fast, and in the most incredible way, in the way that it was like when that final thing drops in, it's like go time. You've embodied, and it's like everything has suddenly landed. So then I spent a month in Cape Town, restructuring the business. Didn't really restructure the business. In my head, it was more just, you know, you're restructuring it. It had been happening for a while, but it was more letting go. I always say with your offer suites, and again, I have a course on this, Evolve, freaking such a good course, for your an offer suite mastery mini course. But part of this, when you're stepping into and when you're embodying your soulful CEO, part of this is letting go of things that no longer aligned to who you're becoming. And there has to be that process of letting go, because it's almost like you've got one foot in the old and one foot in the new. And especially when you get to a point where everything in your business had led you to a certain point, and then when your movement drops in, because it drops in later when you've been digging enough, when your movement drops in, or when we or when we work together one to one, but when your movement drops in, when who you become is suddenly like you're moving through that transformation that you're embodying, you're really kind of almost embodied the transformation. When all of this lands, it's like you have to let go of the old. And this is the point where it can feel really scary, because this is the point where you're truly leading with your soul. But it feels scary, but when it all drops in, like it is the most, like, you cannot ignore it. Like, you cannot ignore it. It's like everything in your story, who you are, all of these dots have suddenly connected, like almost like dominoes all going down, like da, 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 all the way down. You're like, oh my God, this is it. Like, this is literally like the missing piece. This is like everything. This is everything leading to this point. It's so clear what is misaligned or had worked for you up to a certain point. Like Purpose to Profit, freaking incredible. Like, had worked for me up to a certain point. I loved it. Like, the clients, and they're like, absolutely incredible. Everything was incredible about it, but it was just the time that that was no longer working for me to do that live. And because I was here to step into this movement. So then in January, spent the month in Cape Town. Oh my God, another soul place. Obviously, when you're shifting your environment as well, like, you are truly embodying and moving through things. So I was in Cape Town for a month. Oh, like the best month ever. That was the moment when it felt like it was almost the end of that cycle of the becoming. So everything before, from that moment of losing myself up to like the final piece of letting go of that group program, all the things dropping in, was like the becoming. That was like the becoming of the soulful CEO. And then in January, it was like I'd just become. I was her. Like, there was no more becoming. From that point, it was then more like you've become the soulful CEO. Now it's just your evolution of her. Because there was no more, the key thing here, there was no more questioning. There was no more, I need to get more curious on this or this. What does this mean about this? Why did that? None of that was there, because it was so clear. And now it is so clear. To my absolute core and body and soul, it is so clear this movement. It is so clear the movement of becoming the soulful CEO. It is so clear my unique method that is so potent and powerful beyond what I've ever done. The work I'm doing with my clients is beyond what like we've ever produced, because it's all dropped in. And the thing with this is I've stepped into becoming this version of myself. I've embodied that sort of that circle of the transformation. This is why becoming the soulful CEO is a circle of transformations. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's been many circles, like closing the circles, then we go again. Because this whole concept is like alignment, embodiment. It's the It's the movement dropping in. It's the group programs that come out from it. Like you, the group programs, because you're expanding your impact that you're creating. You're stepping into being a leader to lead the movement and also lead the group programs. Like, so your identity needs to shift for that. But these are all the circles of it. And I'd finish, it's almost like I closed that circle. And then I was just like, become. I am that. And now it's the evolution, which is so exciting. And it's kind of at everything's at the point now where it's like, now all these things have dropped in. I feel like I can't even bring to words how different like everything is. For example, like how like my movement now is like mirrored back to me and my clients. Like I'll have messages, like my amazing clients are like, oh, I've just embodied my soul for CEO with this. It's then given me the idea for this. I've then shifted my group program to drop in this like most like aligned unique part of me because I've embodied that. Like I'll constantly have my movement and the concept of becoming the soul for CEO mirrored back to me. Like when that is mirrored back to you, when you create a movement that has literally landed in your head and you've built your brand, you've gone through all the years of like this, all these little stepping stones, and you've taken the time to choose alignment over speed, it all drops in, and then you start to have this mirrored back to you from soul clients and your soul community. Literally, it like brings me to tears. Like that is what a movement is, and this is just the start. Like, oh my God, this is just the baby start of this movement. But it being mirrored back to me, holy shit, like this is insane. Like this literally is going to change thousands of lives. Thousands of lives. And one of the big things here is that another mantra is I always say, I hold the torch for soulful CEOs to walk in the light. This whole thing is about me holding the torch for soulful CEOs walking in the light. Even back in that yoga Charlotte, it wasn't me being the yoga teacher, it was me holding the torch for them to walk in the light. It's been a running thing throughout, and that's what this movement is grounded in. It's me holding the torch for soulful CEOs to walk in the light. And that's how I see this movement of thousands of soulful CEOs walking in the light with their own individual movements, stepping up into the leader that they know they're here to become, stepping into the leader that they always needed, and creating the most vibey experiences that are an extension of their movement, an extension of their vibe, their energy, their expertise, an extension of that. And that is what this movement is. That is what we're all doing together. That month in Cape Town was the start of it being like boom, 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 quantum leaps with all this, like new soul incredible clients like coming in that are just so aligned to this movement and things, and how like this unique method that's been mastered, like the way in which I help my clients has shifted around this unique method, like helping women that are ready to step into this movement, that are further along and they're ready at that point for that movement to drop in, like right on that edge of being like, I know things are here to be shifted. I am ready for it, but it hasn't quite taken form yet. It's all kind of in the sky when the things haven't connected yet. Absolutely incredible. Like deepening the mindset works, doing the somatics, the breath work, all of this was happening in the background to create all these like quantum leaps in like my identity as well. Living my best life in Cape Town. Like this feeling of feeling free, of feeling empowered, of feeling that it's not no fake confidence, it's not no mask, it's just you just know. Like, you know who you are as a soulful CEO. That deep, grounded knowing of who I am as a soulful CEO. I know who that is. Like, I know who I am as a leader. I am her. I show up as her. I know what my movement is. Like, I know what I'm here to create. I can see it. I can see the women all in front of me, all standing there together. This new group home that's going to embody all of this, like, create this, is the most, like, I can't even put into words how freaking incredible, like, I just know this is gonna be. No more questioning, just being, and then the ripple on effect of what that has for your brand, your marketing, for your soul experiences, for your events, for you to be that leader and for you to lead this movement through your experiences. So you can actually do the thing, you can actually do the work. This is why everything is connected. And this is why becoming the soulful CEO is the ground of all this, because that needs to shift. And because when you embody that, that's a feeling. That feeling of no longer questioning and just stepping into that and being that, it's then like, right, go time. Go time. We're in it. We've got here. We've arrived. We are always evolving. Of course, we're always evolving. So your business is always, if you're going to step into and really be committed to being a soulful CEO, kind of this way of life where you know your business could pivot, like you know your business could realign, like that is so freaking excited, like exciting. This is your business to run how you want to run it. This is your business for you to feel freaking good. This is your business for you to be lit up by your clients, for you to absolutely be in love, not just with what you do, but how you do it. And because of who you are, who you're doing it for, which drops in the purpose, who you're doing it for is all linked to your story and what's got you to that point. That is huge. That's where your movement is all born. And then how you do it is how you express this through your vibiness, through your gifts, through the way in which you do stuff. The things that bring you that joy, like that's through the how. And you get to create in a way that is just freaking you and fun and different. This is what we create. I'm so excited. This podcast has just come at the most perfect time. And like the clients, like even the client results at the moment, like not results, but like the things that they're doing, which is them embodying the movement, like meditation teacher client I have who's speaking on stages, like being invited to companies to bring meditation into their company from like these old roles that she used to work in, and now that's her full circle moment. Like other clients creating new brands that are like a huge pivot, huge shift, but like deeply soul aligned, and that actually have expanded her movement to really own the method that she's here to create through this wellness movement, to be speaking on stages, to be at all these retreats, to be creating her own retreats, like clients creating their own retreats, and that retreat being such an embodiment of who they are and their brand, because all of that clarity is there. That is like, I can't even, like, the most incredible, like, feeling. It's not just the impact you're creating, it's how you've created it. To wrap up all of this, obviously, this is the deep work that I do in my one-to-ones. Come and chat to me if you feel like you're on the edge of what feels like your movement is about to land. If you feel like maybe you've been in business a while, it doesn't really matter. It's more you're just at the point where you know you're playing smaller than who you are. You're ready to really embody the soulful CEO. You're ready to then realign your brand so it's just you and your movement. You're ready for that movement to take form. You're ready to grow and create soul-changing experiences, but in a way that's experiential, in a way that fills you, in a way that with all of this, in a way that you build a movement and you build that community. So no one can find what you do anywhere else. No one can find what you do anywhere else. And all your soul clients, like you create the most incredible impact, like the deeper impact, the deeper transformations that you're helping your clients with, that you're automatically like retaining your clients. Like you're automatically getting referred. You're automatically having people drop into your world. Let me know if this has landed. We'll wrap up here. Thank you so much for listening. Like it's been so incredible just to like dive into all of this. Please drop into my DMs. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear like your biggest takeaways. I would love to hear anything that you feel like just landed in your soul. And I'm so excited we're here. I can't wait to record more episodes and dive deeper into some of the depth and some more of the behind the scenes. So, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Your love, vibes, energy, soul support literally means so much to me. So, if you've enjoyed today's episode, please share, review, or rate the podcast because it allows me to reach more soulful CEOs. And if we're not connected over on Instagram, then come over and join the community. At we_are_soulful and come and say hey. I'd love to see you there, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.